Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Got some minor news for you guys today. I don't know if you guys have one of these yet. Actually, I know you do, Bob. Mac, I think you probably do, too. Got to go get a real ID today.
Oh, yeah, you're getting yours today?
Yep.
Yeah,
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Gotta have that to fly, man.
That's right. Yeah. So I had to reach out to my stepdad. I was like, hey, does mom... because my mom is no longer with us. I was like, does mom have my shot records?
You need shot records for that?
Birth certificate. You have to have two forms. So I have to have my Social Security I have to have.
Your license expired?
No, I'm gonna fly, so yeah. I have to have a real ID.
But you just can't go down there and get a new one.
You have to like register. You have to go through all the steps.
Oh,
so I've got an appointment at like 1:50, and I got to have Social Security, birth certificate, two forms of residency.
So you got to bring like bills down there.
Yeah, so I'll take like a water bill, and then I can just take like my insurance card.
Right.
And then, yeah, so I have I have in this little packet that my mom has had. Apparently she has my belly button still, or has it in the baby book.
Dude.
Oh, right?
Oh, that's nasty.
That is. So in this little pink envelope from Stormont Vale to Pika Hospital.
My friend's father was the head of Stormont Vale Hospital. I bet you he was the head of Stormont Vale when you were born.
That's where your boy was born.
Dr. Palmberg, baby.
There you go. So, yeah, I get to go to the DMV today. Can't wait. But I did schedule the appointment, so I'm going to piss a ton of people off.
Well, if you don't schedule your own appointment at the DMV now, you're just an idiot. There's just no other way around it. You schedule the appointment, okay?
Yeah.
Or if you're like Maloney and you can't figure it out, you call my wife and she schedules it for you.
Yeah. That's awesome. Call me next time.
But yeah, so I text my stepdad. I'm like, hey, out of nowhere. I know this is weird, but I got to go to, you know, I'm flying to the Gulf Shores in the middle of July. And I was like, I need my birth certificate. He's like, really? He goes, what else do you need? You got your shot records, your belly button cap. What else? Anything else? Like a bill cord in there, first haircut, first tooth.
I think my mother still has the first haircut, you know, the piece of hair or whatever. Maybe, I don't know. She packed that in a box and gave it to me too. Hell if I know. But I don't remember going through that process and getting my real ID. I think I just went to the DMV. It was expired. Like, real ID? Sure, fine, done. And you move on. I don't remember having to fill out all of that. Maybe because I've already had a passport and something like that. Or maybe each state is just different.
Yeah, I don't know.
That could be it too. Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Complaining about not setting your appointment at the DMV is like still complaining about streaming sports.
Yeah,
like,
that's
come on.
Yeah,
man.
Exactly. Get with the times. Yeah. I didn't know you could do this. Well, that's on you.
Because
I've
only done this one time, and you get there and there's like this poor old lady. I feel so bad for her because like these people are already coming in pissed
off. Oh yeah, you go to the DMV mad.
Oh, you just don't go. You're never like, all right, like DMV time.
Yeah.
So she's at the door and she'll be like, license plate or ID, and then she divides the line.
Right.
And then you go up there and you're like, I have a scheduled appointment, and they're just like, oh. And they're like, see that cone in the chair? Just sit where that cone is, and then they'll call you. And like the lady will have somebody, and there'll be like the three rows of people. And then she'll go, next appointment. And everybody goes, huh? And then you walk like Vince McMahon going to, and you're like, yeah. And you're out of there in 10 minutes.
But I mean,
it's like, I didn't know you could do that.
How do you not know? Mac, your analogy is fantastic for that. I may steal that analogy for everything going forward.
Yeah.
Like, it's like not knowing how to stream sports in time. Like, you can't complain about this stuff. You go to the DMV, you make an appointment. It's not that hard.
Nope.
And then you're good and you're out and you're about your day.
Yeah. And I don't have a passport because mine expired. So I need to get one of those as well.
Yeah, you need to get one of those. Yeah, you got to have all that.
Because that's considered a real ID.
Yeah, you can use that as well. But some of these states now, which is really cool, are starting to have electronic IDs where you can have them on your phone. I think there's 17 states that offer electronic
IDs. Don't tell your parents that.
Yeah, right.
It's on the phone now.
Yeah, forget
about
it.
Don't tell Maloney.
Yeah, no, Maloney wouldn't be able to figure it out either. He's like hurting the... Maloney directing him to do things is like the old people on... why am I drawing a blank? The golf movie.
Caddyshack.
The old people on Caddyshack, you know, where the caddy's like, okay, over here, Mrs. Jones. That's where your ball. That's like Maloney with the DMV. Over here, Rob. Yeah, you write your name.
Oh, Dolly, I'm hot today.
Yeah. That's exactly. I mean, the older my parents get, the more that scene makes a lot of sense. Okay, we're going to go over here. And it's like, you know, ashes to ashes, dust to dust. Here we go.
I figured Maloney be the guy that plays in the, like, hurricane.
No.
He hits the hole in one and gets struck by lightning. Yeah.
So, yeah, you got to get that real ID, man. But I want the – I can't wait for the electric. Kansas, Missouri don't offer that yet.
Okay.
They don't offer that. I think, like I said, 17 states. I saw it at the airport the last time I was there. Use your real ID on your phone. And I'm like, damn, I wish we had the opportunity to do that.
Jeez, somebody says my passport, my global entry, and my driver's license all expire in September of this year. Trifecta.
Oh, God.
Budget that day.
Yeah. I just got my new ID because I was taking my daughter to get hers, mm-hmm. and I looked at mine like, oh, this is going to expire in a couple of months, and the lady was hitting on me. I've told that story, and I got my picture taken, got the real ID done.
Dad
there.
Dad still
done.
Got it.
Yeah. My daughter's like, Dad pulls.
What is the cost of a real ID? Do you know off the top of your head? Like
I don't
15
know.
Bucks?
Yeah, it's whatever. But driver's
license expire for like 10 years, right? It's
no,
like longer.
It's five.
Oh, it's five?
Yeah, I got mine.
Either way, yeah. Speaking of stuff that expires and something that might be going somewhere and staying somewhere, yesterday we had some more news floating around the city of the stadiums.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know if it's news, it's made up, whatever people are saying, but I talked to some people yesterday. I got a lot of laughter in some of the people that I talked to yesterday. More about the Royals. I think everybody's figuring it out. The Chiefs are probably going to end up just renovating Arrowhead and staying.
Slapping a dome on that bad boy?
I don't think so. I don't know. Somebody talked about putting that, you know, the LA has, you know, one of those things. Like, that's kind of a cool idea, kind of an open, but I don't know what they're going to do renovation-wise, but I think ultimately that's where the Chiefs are going to end up. I think they're going to renovate. I think they're going to build maybe their complex up north of the river because they can't build their complex in Kansas if they take the state money in Missouri and renovate. And that's something I was talking to a friend of mine yesterday. He goes, why don't they just tear down Kauffman and build new Arrowhead? I'm like, that's not part of the plan. It's either renovate Arrowhead or build new in Kansas. Those are the two options. I think the Chiefs are leaning towards, you know, renovating. That was kind of the feeling I got from talking to a lot of different people yesterday. And then the Kansas things, somebody put out their Legends. The Royals have never mentioned Legends ever as a place where they're going to go. And that's where the laughter ensued for me yesterday. A couple of people, even Wyandotte County folks, you know, that I kind of spoke to yesterday are like, we heard they may be coming to Kansas. We've never heard they're coming to Wyandotte County. And I talked to somebody yesterday in the know, and they're like, the Royals are essentially in the Wyandotte County deal right now. It's the same place. They're not going to move from, you know, where they are at the sports complex to the exact same place across the way. They want to be where the population density is. There's no population density at the Legends out there. So I got a lot of laughter from people yesterday when they saw the Wyandotte County thing. Like, legitimate people calling me laughing, going, where's Wyandotte County coming from? Like, Sherman's never mentioned Wyandotte County. They're in that area right now. There's no point of moving to the same area, you know, just across the state line. It just doesn't make any sense. And so I still think, you know, we'll have a decision probably, you know, the star bonds expire. They may extend them for the Chiefs. I don't think they're going to extend them for the Royals. And the reason they're not going to extend it for the Royals is because they feel like they're at the finish line potentially with the Royals. So they don't need to extend the star bonds with the Royals. The Chiefs thing may add another month on, but I still think the Chiefs ultimately are going to stay and kind of renovate Arrowhead and do their thing out there. And we'll see ultimately what that does. But I'm more concerned, not concerned, more interested, I think. If they're going to renovate Arrowhead, fine. I'm interested in what they're going to do with the practice facility and how they're going to turn that into kind of their Chiefs kingdom, you know, and what that's going to entail and you know, what that's going to contain and how they can make some money off of that and hosting high school games and all that kind of stuff, like the Star in Dallas and Minneapolis has theirs.
Oh, so
as
that's
well.
Where they might play like a state championship games?
Yeah. They build a small, like, you see that Star in Dallas. I think it seats 10 to 15,000 people at their practice facility. Nice. And so they have a lot of, you know, state playoff games and, you know, other events and things like that's become an events area that's mm-hmm. center more than just a practice facility. I know some of the players don't like that. They're like, we got people here looking at us as we're trying to lift weights and things like that. Like Jerry's turned it into, you know, Jerry World Part 2, which mm-hmm. How you make money, right? People will pay $75 to walk through your practice facility and see, you know, linemen lifting weights and stuff like that. Charge them. By all means, go ahead and do that. So I think the practice facility, if they end up staying and renovating, you know, Arrowhead, could potentially end up in the Northland, but it has to be on the Missouri side of the state line. Those were kind of the rules that were put into
place. Because the Chiefs said they would add more money to the renovation, right? Is that correct?
Well, I think the Chiefs will add like $300 some million, maybe. I can't remember what the number is that the Chiefs were going to add. The Royals are putting in the $1 billion for their ballpark. I forget what the number was that the Chiefs were going to add, but even with the potential renovations to Arrowhead, it's still going to take a Jackson County vote, probably a quarter cent sales tax on Jackson County will be on the ballot to renovate Arrowhead Stadium. They think that will pass a Chiefs only tax. And for, you know, the people I've talked to and heard, and I don't even think John has gone on record saying that they don't really have a taste in their mouth to do another Jackson County vote for the Royals because of how bad it failed last time. So, you know, we'll just kind of see, you know, where this thing's, but the laughter that I got from people when they heard about like the Royals to Wyandotte, like, where the hell is that coming from?
Never heard of him.
So it sounds like potentially, because they said what originally that they wanted to make a decision this summer, right?
Yeah.
So we're what we consider for our job, summer's over after the 4th of July.
Yeah.
But I mean, we are almost in July. We're 10 days from the 4th of July, mm-hmm. and we're getting more and more into the pit of summer. It sounds like to me that there's the possibility that maybe they kind of have an idea.
Yeah.
And it sounds like Royals to Kansas, Chiefs stay. Is that kind of where we're at?
I think so.
We just don't know where.
Right.
And we don't know what.
And why. And yeah, all the details.
The
and
W's.
Whatnot. Yeah.
Who, what, where, when, why.
Right. But yeah, yes, I think it's safe to say Royals to Kansas, Chiefs to renovate Arrowhead. That's kind of what everybody's leaning towards right now. So.
Yeah,
which is kind of where everybody's been leaning towards for a while now, you know? I mean, I know the Royals...
Because then what, the Truman Sports Complex just becomes the palace of the Chiefs.
Yeah.
You build casinos, hotels all around it.
Well, no, they're not going to do any of that. Mark Donovan has gone on record and said that's not an area that they want to develop. I mean, so that's why you develop the practice facility, and you build your practice facility away from your stadium, and you build it up to where the people are, and that would be Clay County, a little bit north of the river there.
So you would just have a stadium in that entire parking lot?
That's right.
That's weird. I feel like there's like so much area there. Like, what if you were to take a stadium away, like the
college? They've had 60 years to develop and nothing's developed. And then Mark Donovan went on record and said, this is not an area we want to develop. And I don't blame him.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I just feel like if you're going to go to like a concert or like a big event and there's a, you know, giant dome over there, you could just have like a place to stay. You could, I don't know, maybe make it yours. I don't know. It's just my opinion for me in general. I don't know. Somebody says Chiefs went from $500 million to renovations to $1.5
billion. Yeah. Because it's $500 million of state money. Then you're going to have the local component, which would be like a quarter cent sales tax potentially, and then what money that the Chiefs put in on top of that. So maybe it's $500 million a piece. I don't know what the numbers are, but I know it's $500 million in state money that they're going to get to renovate, and then they put some of their own money in, and then the quarter cent whatever sales tax is going to be less probably than the 3/8 because it's only one stadium, so you get to like a quarter cent sales tax or something like that for Jackson County to renovate Arrowhead Stadium, and so they think that will pass, and like, again, it still requires a vote on the Missouri side. That's they're still tempting fate a little bit with that a vote is going to pass in Jackson County, but I think a Jackson County Chiefs only vote is something that people would be palatable for.
84 days until the Chiefs play at that stadium, but 74 days until their first game, which is in Sao Paulo, Brazil. Max Burning Question, and Mac takes over with one word on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5 The Fan.
I'm Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan. Mac Morey with you as well. As we move on to the dog days of summer, don't forget you can also go to YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, Twitch, like, subscribe, 96.5 The Fan. Pops right up on your screen so you can stream us. That way when you meet us in person, you can say that you look much better in person than on camera, which is a quote that I'll never forget.
Mm-hmm. From my mother, right?
No doubt. Quarterback news gets introduced yesterday on Netflix. I believe that's July 8th. Plus you have the Happy Gilmore show coming out mm-hmm. as well. Happy Gilmore 2.
Is that July 26th or something like that?
Somewhere around there. Yep.
Starting five for basketball, which will be cool because they had Tyrese and SGA in it.
So. Oh, wow. That's really cool.
It's pretty good. They got lucky there.
Did they finish the series before the finals or did they carry that through?
I think they carried that through.
Oh,
so
that's
cool. Yeah, it'll come out in a month or so, I think. But
don't tell us how it ends for Halliburton.
Yeah, Halliburton.
Don't spoil it.
Had the surgery yesterday, which is good. Get that thing taken care of. I guess they don't wait for the swelling, I heard, to go down anymore. They just go right in and operate and get the Achilles reattached and ready to rock and roll. So hopefully he'll be back, you know, within a year. And doesn't lose a step or anything like that, because that's a tough player to lose, man. And the East is just so wide open. Like, the Knicks have got to be having buyer's remorse right now by firing Tom Thibodeau. They'd be the clear favorite, I think, right now in the East. Boston trading all their players yesterday and whatnot, and new ownership there. Like, you just don't know what the new owners are going to be like in Boston, right? So you got to give that a little bit of time as well. But, I mean, like, if the Knicks don't fire Thibodeau, they are, by far, I think, the favorite to win the East at this point in time, you know, where the season ended yesterday. Halliburton's hurt. Boston's a mess right now. The Knicks would have been right up there, but they don't have a coach.
They have no one to coach them.
They have no. It's going to be Mike Brown, isn't it? It's going to be Mike Brown.
Yeah, probably.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I know that what is it, the 76ers are still telling you they can call on Doc Rivers?
Oh, are they?
Oh, yeah, the Bucks. Yeah.
Like, hey, our phone's still open just in case.
I heard they're still bothering Jason Kidd and Dallas Jeez. Down there and whatnot. But, yeah, you got to shoot your shot right now. Like, the Knicks are in a situation that you never want to be in as an organization where you fire the coach and then you don't have a backup plan. Like, that's what I say to people all the time. We were talking about Q earlier, and you said that people want Q fired or whatnot, and he has the fourth best odds right now to be the next manager fired, which I'm like, okay, whatever. It's ridiculous. But who are you replacing these folks with? Mm-hmm. Like, you got to have somebody ready to go. The Knicks fired a coach. Like, they ripped the Band-Aid off, fired this guy, and went, oh, now what's next? They didn't have a backup plan, or they thought they were just going to call all these successful coaches, and these other teams are going to be, yeah, sure, talk to our coach. Sure, go ahead. Go yeah, for it.
Matt gave you a good analogy with the streaming. The Knicks firing their coach gives me the analogy of the person that quit their job. And you're like, oh, so you probably got another job. Nah, no. I'm just going to take 2 weeks off and find one. Month later, they're on Facebook with the status. Anybody hiring, struggling to find jobs that are hiring?
Right.
Maybe you should have thought about that before you left your job.
Yeah.
Or like, maybe you should have had somebody waiting to come in.
Right. If you're going to fire your guy, have somebody ready to go, just like the Chiefs did with Andy Reid, right? You, like they, you knew Andy Reid, a lot of ties to Kansas City, right? A lot of ties from his relationship with Mark Donovan, his relationship with Dick Vermeil, then became a relationship with the Hunt family, and boom, bang, boom, here we go. You got your guy and you're ready to roll. You can't fire your coach and then sit there and look like Tweedledee and Tweedledum like the Knicks are right now going, oh man, we screwed up. Like, everything that has transpired over the last 3 weeks are why the Knicks have been irrelevant since the 70s.
They give Phil Jackson a call? He's got to be somewhere, right?
I know Bud Lathrop's dead, but why not call? Who else you got?
Meta World Peace.
Yeah, at this point in time, it's better than Mike Brown. Like, Mike Brown is that guy that you call when you've exhausted all options, and he's like, I'll come in and take care of things for a year until you find somebody better.
He's just always the guy that has the hot girlfriend for like 2 years. Like, mm-hmm. again, they're dating this guy.
Did he win a championship with Cleveland? Was he the coach?
I don't know. No, it wasn't Ty Lue.
Who was that coach that they hired? Blatt. Remember that David Blatt?
Yes.
But he was gone before that season even ended. Like, he didn't make it through. Maybe that's where the Knicks will go. Get Blatt.
Go get Blatt.
Or maybe go get Hurley.
Tomorrow, 10 a.m., general public, you can get your training camp tickets today at 10 a.m. Season ticket holders can get it. Camp starts July 22nd, and it goes till August 13th. I hope you're ready for that Saturday coverage, man, because you're going to feel it. That's for sure, as St. Joe starts to kind of get started. But you do have some burning question for us, because we're 74 days away from the real football start to the season.
Juwan Taylor days away.
Yeah, I like it.
Let's
there you go.
Yes.
You and I are the only ones who like that guy.
Let's not jump early. Oh, before we get too excited into this season. What?
Damn it. Thanks, Chris. We're the Juwan Taylor defenders.
We are. Bob. We're the Juwan Taylor fan club. Party of two. We meet at Bob Evans every Tuesday. Kids eat free. Mac and, you know, eat for nothing.
You're a cheap date.
Exactly.
What the hell was that?
All right.
Sonic commercial.
Chiefs burning question. 74 days. Could the Chiefs, now we saw the tragedy of the NBA Finals in Game 7, right, with Tyrese Halliburton losing their star player, but that game wasn't over, right?
No.
They stayed in. They were up at halftime, third quarter, got a little bit away from them, tried to come back in the fourth, and it just ended up being too much. But that game stayed interesting for quite some time. Now, it made me think, of course, knock on wood, we don't ever want any of these tragedies to happen to anyone, but if the Chiefs made the Super Bowl, let's say they're up 7-0, and a tragic event happens to Mahomes, he's out for the game, could the Chiefs win that game, and how would they do it? Let's say you Niners, Eagles, you can choose your opponent.
If the Chiefs won that game, okay, I'm just going to say if, first of all, I'm kind of jumping ahead.
Cool.
Then you can't, you cannot tell me that there's a better head football coach in the history of the game than Andy Reid. If they win a Super Bowl where they lose Mahomes to injury, Andy Reid is up there, and there's nobody even in his category, right? And that's how they win it. If Patrick Mahomes goes down, it's on Andy Reid. Now it's the Andy Reid show to put your backup quarterback, Gardner Minshew, in position to be successful. But you know what? We've seen it in the playoffs. We've seen it with Henny. We've seen it with Matt Moore. You know, we've seen these guys come in and have to lead drives in the postseason when Patrick Mahomes did get hurt. I mean, we saw a 99-yard drive. Now, that wasn't the Super Bowl. But I'd like to say, yeah, I think they could, because I think Andy Reid would still be able to out-coach and out-scheme and figure things out, as long as nobody has the poops, you know, from the night before.
Literally. It would, yeah. I mean, like he said, you saw with Chad Henne. I think if that was the case, Terry Bradshaw or whoever does the Super Bowl at the end of the game gives Andy Reid the trophy and then says, "Congratulations, Andy! You've been inducted into the NFL Hall of Fame as of right now."
That's right. Yeah,
and just break the streak of having to wait however long, because you have Gardner Minshew lead you to a Super Bowl. I mean, I don't think I leave the garage. Because I wouldn't believe it.
Would you retire after that if you're Andy Reid? Like, I've done everything.
No, because then you'd be like, if I can win a Super Bowl with Gardner Minshew with the best quarterback in the NFL going out for the entire game, I can do this no matter what.
Yeah.
Let's go Anthony Richardson. Here we go.
Oh, Lord have mercy. But, yeah, I mean, like, I'm going to take the non-biased route and say if they're only up 7-0 and he goes out in the first quarter, no, there's no chance. Because yeah. Chad Henne came in late, right? It was like fourth quarter. Was it second half?
Second half, I think. Yeah.
Because they got the 99-yard drive. He did the run, and then he threw the Tyreek Hill out pass. And those were the big three things. That was kind of like late in the game, correct?
Is that two games? Because the Browns, that happened against the Browns, right? Mm-hmm. And the Tyreek Hill first down on fourth down with the run on 3rd and 15. Yeah. So I don't know if we're conflating two games, but either way.
Well, there was the Jacksonville game where we had to go 99 yards. Okay, and then the Jacksonville game was 99.
Yeah. Cleveland, he came in, did the run, and threw the Tyreek Hill pass.
Yes.
So, yeah, and I mean, look at those teams. Jacksonville, Cleveland. You're in the Super Bowl playing against probably at that time the best NFC team in football.
Yeah, not Jacksonville or Cleveland.
And I don't know if you can go toe to toe with like an offensive powerhouse if you're playing Detroit or if you're playing, you know, Philadelphia. I don't know what San Fran's going to be this year. They're in a slight rebuild, but maybe you're playing Washington. You're lucky you have a second year quarterback that maybe you lean all your, you know, support onto Spagnuolo and you're just like, hey man, this is your Hall of Fame moment.
Yeah.
Like, you get to go be that guy that, you know, changes the narrative of this game, which is Mahomes and Rice and Worthy and Kelsey and Royals and all these guys, to where it's, oh, it's Bolton and Chris Jones and Trent McDuffie, and it's all spearheaded by and Spags we trust. You ever wanted to trust Spags? That'd be one of those moments to where you could almost say, yeah, this is really good for Andy Reid, but by God, how good is this for Spagnuolo to be like, hey, the star of the game and the best offensive player at that position is out. And we leaned on Spagnuolo from the first quarter all the way to the end.
Yep.
I think that would show a lot for the DC and KC.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. That was going to be kind of my next thing. Now pressure's on Spags as well. Mm-hmm. Like Andy and Spags, you know, you guys got to dial this thing up. And it now does become about coaching. And I don't know, for my money, Spags and Andy Reid on one sideline versus Lou and Lou Gotz on the other sideline. I don't care who they are. I'm still going to put my money on Andy Reid and Steve Spagnuolo to get the job done, because they have proven that they could get the job done. And throughout this whole conversation, I think we've all realized again, Andy Reid is still a very underrated head coach around the NFL. He is not appreciated the way that he should be appreciated around this league.
For somebody, this is from the 615, from somebody who is superstitious, having played sports my whole life, you are really stressing me out with this conversation right now, Mac.
Sorry. We're good.
Yeah.
Hey, so. 615. Hey, Tennessee, let's go. Go Vols.
You're the only 10 I see.
Yeah, I think the fact that, Bob, you bring up a good point. I think the fact that this question isn't an instant no just shows you how good Andy Reid is. This team, too, of course, the infrastructure that this franchise has built over time. But Andy Reid is the center of that, the nucleus.
Yeah, he's an underrated head coach. And I know that sounds foolish, but he is. Again, we're rewarding nitwits for Coach of the Year twice, coaching games from basements, and Andy Reid just wins, you know, 11 games a year, goes to the Super Bowl, goes to the AFC Championship game, goes to the NFC Championship game on the reg as well, and, you know, we still underrate Andy Reid, and nobody wants to say that he's the greatest coach of all time because, well, I don't know why, but he is. And someday he'll have the number to prove it, you know, and that is all-time wins. Because I think that's the goal now for Andy Reid. Couple more Super Bowls, all-time wins. Peace out, man.
I don't know, man. I just don't know if leaving this game is in his blood. I mean, it's just one of those things where it's like, you know, you don't have to do this anymore. Yeah, I know. Like, you've won 5 Super Bowls. You've been to 7, 9, whatever it is.
Right.
You don't have to do this anymore. It's like, yeah, but it's pretty easy. It's like, okay, fair point.
Fair enough.
I don't think we'll ever hear that from Andy Reid, that it's easy.
No.
Right?
No, like,
he'll never admit. Yeah, exactly.
I mean, for crap's sakes, he's played terrible teams and said he's enjoyed or he's ready for the challenge of Bryce Young.
Looking forward to the challenge of the Raiders. Andy, they're 0-11.
Yeah.
Respect. Yeah, the 913 brought up a good point that I tend to think about, too. Is like, you know, there'd be people saying the Chiefs' success, not because of Mahomes. The amount of ridiculous takes that would happen after that would be insane. The Mahomes hate would increase quite a lot.
The Mahomes hate would increase.
If they won the Super Bowl without him, yeah.
Really?
The Mahomes disrespect.
Well, they don't need Patrick Mahomes to win.
He's not as good as you think he is. Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, he will never be considered the greatest of all time if they won a Super Bowl without him. I got you.
Yeah.
All
right. Somebody also says Mahomes had to be dead on the field because there's no way that he would not come back to a Super Bowl game.
It's true.
May not ever have to worry about this situation because we saw the documentary of him trying to get taken off the field over the ankle injury.
Yeah.
And Andy Reid had to get full dad mode. No, go get it checked out, son. And then when they say something, we'll bring you back in. So, yeah, I mean, that's the other thing, too, is like, you know, Travis Kelce always says, till the wheels fall off, to take Patrick Mahomes out of a Super Bowl game. I mean, that had to be Theismann. Even still, I think he'd go out there.
I think he'd try to play. They put 2x4s on the side of his leg.
And look like Byron Leftwich at Marshall. They'd be like, weakened at Bernie's up to the line. Just throw it quick and get out of the way. I can't stand.
Yeah.
913 says, Reed is the Chiefs Popovich. I like that text.
It's a really good comparison because Pop never got enough credit either for doing what he did down there. He was like the GM for a very long time, built that team originally and, you know, coached that team and won championship after championship, but it was boring.
Exactly.
It's so boring watching the Spurs win championships. Fine. It's boring. Don't give them credit. Just tell them they're boring. Is that where we are with the Chiefs? Because they're not boring.
I always gave the Spurs credit, but I was always also on that side of it's boring
because
it wasn't flashy. I mean, the best player on their team was hitting bank shots.
Yeah.
There's nothing sexy about that.
The fact that they work.
That's what it says. Like, they're the dude at the rec gym that's just like, this guy's 61 years old, but he's still able to like hit the high screen, roll, hit the bounce pass. Like, how is he doing this? It's like Adam Sandler. Baller.
Yeah, guy with the rec specs at the gym, with the headband. You know?
But he's like, you guys want to run it back another one? You're like.
He's got his white t-shirt on with sleeves.
Terry. Hit it, Mac.
One word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No. Ah!
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. One, two, three.
Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
One word. We mentioned it. The Chiefs camp beginning here in just a couple of weeks. One word on Chiefs training camp.
Month. We got a month that we start Chiefs training camp. So we got a month to enjoy the summer before we're all up there in St. Joe. And I tell you, if I had a month off before I had to go to training camp for Andy Reid, I'd be living life, man. I'd be doing everything because once you get to St. Joe, you ain't doing anything. So a month.
Excitement, I think, is what it is because you have we said this last year on After Hours. If the Royals can stay competitive all the way until the end of July and then you spill the Chiefs over, you remember that? Remember how fun that was? The Royals are only 2 games under .500. Big series coming up tonight and tomorrow against the Dodgers, plus a few more after that we'll talk about a little bit later. But Royals stay competitive. Next thing you know, it's Sunday. The Chiefs are playing. The Royals play at the same time. You can 2TV it. And now you can kind of have that conversation of excitement because training camp is July 22nd. As Bob said, a month, you know. Let the wheels start turning, baby. Football season is almost here, and we know everybody in this town, including us three, love football season.
Woo.
Minus Philadelphia and Dallas because they don't get any center.
No, they're not. They're a preseason game that Thursday night.
Somebody said itching.
Itching is a good one. Yeah,
it's a great one.
Yeah, I think the Super Bowl is now. We've recovered. I'll say this for us as a city, we've recovered great from two Super Bowl losses. Like it wasn't like the doom and gloom that I thought like we would have after losing a Super Bowl. We quickly put that in a rearview mirror. It was like almost like talking about the Chiefs this offseason. It was like they won the Super Bowl because they're still the favorites in, I think, a lot of people's minds. They're still the best team out there, and more people are realizing this Simmons kid may play from the start, and if he does, oh, God.
Well, and, of course, they're the best team on Madden, so that's, you know, rocking a 92 overall. Them and the San Francisco Giants.
Those ratings were whack. One word on not the Chiefs. One word on the Royals. Well, first off, we'll get to the Royals. One word on the official dog days of summer being here. You mentioned football another month away just from training camp, NBA finals over, NHL done. We are officially in the dog days. One word.
Fun. I love this time of year because you can do whatever you want, man. There's no holds barred, no rules, no anything telling us what to do. So fun. I love this time of year.
Underrated. I know that it's hot. I know that everybody hates the heat or like the dead heat. I tend to love it. I love this time of year. You go play golf early in the morning, get done by noon. You've got a good friend in your group of friends has a pool that wants you to come over. All you do is say, I'll bring some food and some booze. Let's just hang out. Sounds good. You're there for 7 hours later. You have the PGA still going on. You got Caitlin Clark going on. You got documentaries galore. The franchise is getting ready to start up again. I know a lot of people say, oh, it's a little too much for documentaries for me with football. Franchise is a great, they put together a great product over there.
Yeah.
96, or what is it?
65 toss power trap.
I want to say 96.5 power trap. But like, hey, man, I'll take credit.
Anybody in this industry that's complaining about the dog days of summer, they suck at their job. And I'm being honest with you. And any sports radio host complaining about this time of year, oh, there's no football, this is over, that's over, they're not good at their job. They need those games to give them content. We don't. And since COVID, I have realized, put on a good show. Have fun. People are going to listen, right? People like us for us. Doesn't matter what's going on. So any sports talk show host at this time of year that says this is the dog days, they stink at their job.
Or you could be like Cody and go away for 2 weeks. Hi, kid. He's got dance recitals with his daughter, and she's killing it. But no, I mean, it is kind of like that. I mean, what Bob's basically telling you is, like, get ready to queue up your top three pizza toppings.
Yeah.
Who's the best coach to never win a Super Bowl? Who's a baseball player that you go drink beers with? Stuff like that is fun.
All of those are great conversations because everybody has an opinion on it. Like, if you said right now, what all-time baseball player do you want to go drink beer with?
Wade Boggs.
Wade Boggs is probably at the top of the list, right?
I want to see it from my own eyes.
Yeah.
When we were in Springfield, I asked Caglione because he went to the same high school as Wade Boggs. I was like, do you believe the beer story in the play? He goes, oh, yeah. He's like, that guy's got a beer gut on him. And I was like, all right.
Jack, pull up the Wade Boggs skit from Cheers right now. And I want you to play that because it is really, really funny with that. But I think Babe Ruth makes the list. Mickey Mantle makes the list. I know. So what? But I said all time. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Who cares?
Okay. Chill out. I thought you meant like as of right now.
No. Because I'm looking at baseball players today. There's not many of them that probably drink beer like these guys did back in the day.
Well, we see it with the Thunder. I think, yeah, probably younger generations in general, just not really as much of a thing.
You look at the numbers, and that generation, only like 37% of that generation drink, where it's like every other generation, 90%.
Everyone is, yeah.
Yeah.
Royals begin a 6-game homestand today against the Tampa Bay Rays. They'll host the Dodgers this weekend. One word on the Royals coming back home to the K.
Time. Like, it's moving week, you know? You got the Tampa Bay Rays here. You're 2 under .500. Get back to .500. Call me later.
It's going to be informative because we've seen the offense on the road. We've seen the success on the road. .500 at home, not a whole lot of offense at home, not a whole lot of offense to speak of the year. You bring in Bubic, Waka, and Lorenzen. You bring in your best pitcher on the year so far. You bring in your veteran as well on the staff with Lugo. And you hope that you can take 2 out of 2 to start this series, get to .500. It's informative to know what your team is, right? We're in the end of June. We're damn near at the All-Star break where the quote-unquote legit halfway part of the season is. This is about to be game 79.
This is the halfway. Wow.
About to be game 79. So this is a informative series because the Rays are the top team in the wild card. The Dodgers are one of the top teams in baseball. And then after that, you get Arizona, Seattle. I mean, it doesn't get any easier, so you got to take advantage of when it gets tough. And unfortunately, right now, you kind of put yourself in a pigeonhole of, you know, being under .500. But yeah, it'll be an informative series because you'll be against good playoff teams, trying to prove that you are a playoff team.
Yeah, and so when we get through this Tampa Bay series, we'll be at the legit halfway point in the season, and then it's fair to make, you know, kind of decisions on how you view the team and what you think. You know, hopefully, we're talking about them being one game over .500. Instead of under .500 at the halfway point.
I'm surprised you didn't want to drink beers with oil can guy.
Oil can Boyd would be good because he would drink beers out of the oil can, man.
Would you take a swig?
Yeah, probably. Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah, I mean, if oil
no
can
contact,
Boyd.
You gotta pour it up.
But
I don't know if I want Boyd, oil cans oil.
Yeah, but seriously, though, like you look at the modern day guys, how many of these guys are going out and like drinking? Even back in the early days when I started covering baseball, like it was, who was that reliever that we had?
Grimsley?
No, Hernandez, Roberto Hernandez. Like, that guy would have a foam, a styrofoam cup full of beer after every game. And it just smelled good. I just always remember that. Like, gosh, that's a great beer, man. That just sounds good right now. Hot day, cold beer, styrofoam cup. Like, those guys would all drink back in the day. And then it just kind of stopped. And athletes, I guess, care more about their bodies. Maybe they don't want to put anything in it that could potentially send them down the wrong track. But those old guys back in the day, man, they got after it.
Coming up on the other side, it is a Tuesday, so we get into Bob's Tuesday threesome here on Fesco and Dusty on your home for Kansas City Sports 96.5 The Fan.
Man, that's a really good threesome.
Hey, it's Vinny Pasquantino, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
This is the Bugles, not the Eagles. Had a lady in church Sunday sitting next to me right before the service started, eating a bag of Bugles.
Oh, did she have them on her fingers?
Yeah, she's eating like a mini bag. That's witchcraft. Can't do that in church. She had like a mini bag of Bugles just crunching away, and I was like, that is an aggressive meal at 9 o'clock in the
that
morning.
That is Bugles of all things.
Little like travel bag. I was like, I respected it. I was like, you know, sometimes you get that 9 o'clock stomach. I mean, we're all there.
Yeah.
Like, where can we get an omelet? Who will drop off Waffle House? I'm kidding.
No, but I mean, the Bugles in church is like just the crunch. It's like, wasn't there a Family Guy where he was eating really slow because of the crunch? You know?
They're hiding. It's like, I think the Helen Keller skit. They're like hiding from the Nazis. And he's like, yeah, like that one time I got us all caught.
Oh,
and he's eating like a potato chip. And they're like, shh. And he's like,
well, that's what you're doing in church. You're trying to be quiet. Like, it's a quiet environment.
Luckily, it was like the gathering part, right? Where everybody's kind of like coming in. And you're just like, oh, hey, Margaret. Hey, Dave.
Got you. Okay.
Good to see you here, Dusty. First time in 8 months.
Okay. She's like, hey.
Just like, well, I smelled the corn flavor.
I was going to say, what flavor were
they? Like, I can always tell when Gold is eating Cheerios because he
eats Cheerios. You can smell them,
He eats Cheerios dry and plain with a side of Propel.
Right.
That's what he does.
With a side of Propel. Like Propel cheese? Or is that a
juice? Got his juice.
Yeah, it's dry Cheerios with a side of Propel. And, you know, it's.
She's such a smooth ride.
So, you know, and I can always tell, and I'll see it. I'll just walk out of the studio and he'll be over in his little part of the bullpen. I'm like, Cheerios? You know it.
Yeah.
I'm like, I know.
Dad, is he coming to eat with us today? Does he eat free too?
It's one child per adult. Dang, so I'd have to bring Jen along, and she's got something else going on. So
she's such a smooth ride.
I want to address this. Binkley left the text line open, so I'm looking at it from the 620. Bugles and black olives don't fit in my finger anymore. It's very disappointing. Here's the hack.
That's
for
life.
You. No, I've got the hack. You've got to buy the extra large black olives, and those will, because they sell them in size. They've got small, medium, large, and extra large. Buy the can, and they have them at the Hy-Vee. I think it's Lindsay's Olives. Red label says Lindsay's on them. You buy the extra large, and I always buy the extra large so I can put them on my fingers. Because at 48 years old, I want black olives on my fingers.
Before we get into your threesome on a Tuesday, some announcement from ESPN. Shane Gillis will host the 2025 ESPN ESPY Awards.
What are those?
Wednesday, July 16th.
So the day after the All-Star game.
Yep.
They always feel like, and I don't know, and I'm sure I'm wrong about this, but I feel like there's never any planning. Like, that just happens. And all of a sudden, here are the ESPYs, and like, everybody's there. You know, I'm sure there's a lot. There's not a lot of build-up.
I don't get the hype train from it. Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's exciting. It's a good host.
Yeah, obviously hot right now, right? Yeah, that's a great call by ESPN.
Maybe that's what they should do at the halftime is cut the music and just have a stand-up comedian.
that would actually be very cool, man. Like, that's something different.
Now it'd have to be
more divisive than music, even.
Well, they'll be streaming on Netflix for the Super Bowl in about 5 years anyway, so they can, you know, put whatever rating they want on it. But wouldn't that be awesome?
That would actually be really cool if they did something like that. Yeah. So I like that he's hosting that. It's better than, you know, Stephen A. Smith. You think he'll be playing solitaire during the ESPYs?
No, he tried to single-handedly ruin the NBA Finals.
Yeah, he did. And why do we need a Stephen A. Smith walk-in video again? I mean,
every time.
Every time.
We talked about it.
It's unbelievable. It's true. We did.
We fell into the trap, yeah. Unfortunately. So let's fall into your threesome trap. That's not the way I should have said, but whatever.
Well, that's fine. And I was thinking about this yesterday because my wife said to me, she goes, boy, if it was last week and the Royals were playing, we probably wouldn't have been able to go to the game with your parents because it was so hot. Oh, and yeah. At one point they had to move into the shade because it was so hot at the game, right? And so I was thinking, weather for a game. We've all been there. We've all attended games. And so my threesome is the weather that we have now, where it's just unbearably hot. Miami Dolphin game cold, or just a steady rain.
To like go see a game
yes,
live?
Yes, to go see a game live. Outside. This oppressive heat, Miami Dolphin game cold, or a steady rain.
Heat. I have to think about the other two. I'm not going to a cold game. I don't care if you gave me 15 rows up from the 50-yard line. It was negative 18 degrees outside with a wind chill of like minus 30. I'm not going. I don't want to be soaked in rain. I hate just standing there being soaked.
Yeah.
And then, like, I know that I'm hard. I can take the heat. It sucks. But like you said, there are ways around it to where you can go stand in the shade. Or that's when I go to, like, Craft and Draft, or I go to the Blue Moon tent, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And I'll just go over there and chill and watch the game from that perspective. But yeah, there's no way I'm going to the freezing cold game. There's no way I'm going to stand there and just be dumped on in rain. I'll take, again, I'm weird. I like the heat. I love the obnoxious, like last night I grilled out. It was nicer than we thought. There was a nice breeze.
Yeah.
It really wasn't that bad.
I was outside a little bit yesterday, that kind of that front that was out in like western Kansas. Mm-hmm. You could kind of see a little edge to it, so it kind of cooled things off a little bit last night. Yeah.
What did you guys do for dinner last night?
I had leftovers.
Okay. Yeah, always love that. Leftovers,
yeah.
You always ask us, we had pasta last night.
Golly. Is Monday pasta night, or do you have pasta
every
night?
I haven't had pasta in a long time.
Every day that ends in Y is pasta night.
We hadn't had it in a long time. It was good.
What are you choosing, Mac? You on my side with this?
No, I think I'm going the cold.
You like the slopes.
I'm going the slopes.
You can't
yeah.
run routes in the cold.
Yeah, that's true. My routes would be affected here. But yeah. The rain is definitely dead last. I'm with you on that, Dusty. But yeah, the heat, I mean, at a game, around all those people sweating, there's just, you can only take so much off. I've got enough clothes for the cold weather, hand warmers, all that stuff, a shot of Fireball. I'll get
right.
there.
You'll
we'll
get
be
there.
Fine.
See, yeah. I'm actually going the rain one. So really? We're all different
Whoa.
On this.
Okay.
Yeah. Because there's enough rain gear that you can buy out there
Poncho
to keep
Bob.
Yourself dry, you know? The cold is unbearable. Like, that cold for that Dolphin game, I remember just, like, sticking my head out the door and going, you know, like, even the dog's like, forget about this, you know, and then I'll go in 3 days when it's warmer. That cold was brutal. The heat, being at a game and being hot, like, the first, you know, couple of weeks of the NFL season, brutal.
Yeah.
You're just like, I can't take this anymore. And so the rain, I think I could handle the rain because I think I would get enough from a rain gear standpoint to not have it be an issue for me. I've got the boots, you get the pants, all that kind of stuff, and you're ready to go. So I'll take the steady rain over the heat and cold.
Yeah, the heat, you just throw on a pair of, you know, bird dogs, no draws, and on a white T-shirt, and you're fine.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, Chase those City. Other ones, you got to put, like, six layers on.
But
like,
then
Bob's talking about boots and wearing a poncho and all that sort of stuff. The coolness you get. Yeah, you know, you wear a poncho, you look like a used condom.
But you're dry.
You're dry, yeah.
No, but you don't even have to do that. They have, you know, rain gear that you can buy. You
can't
know?
Drink.
I don't know. You can drink in the rain. The heat and the cold, you're not really drinking, like, because you don't want to, you know.
Well, what were they doing last year? They're opening beer cans at the Chiefs game, and they were immediately freezing.
Yeah,
they couldn't drink beer.
You couldn't drink your beer, yeah.
You got a flask?
Yeah.
Flask at that point, everybody's got a flask. He's got 18 layers. They're not
that guy checking you the doors. That guy's getting in there. Get in.
Yeah.
What's that in your pocket? It's full of Jameson. It's fine.
Yeah. There was one snafu this year going into the game. What game was that, Mac, where we couldn't get in and they were separating the line?
Gosh,
remember
that?
Was
that the Broncos game?
No. I want to say it was later in the year.
No, it wasn't the Broncos game because it was with my family. Yeah.
It was later in the year.
I have to think about that.
Yeah.
But there was a game that was a little hard. Yeah, maybe the Raiders. I don't know.
I want to say it was the first playoff game this year. Maybe it wasn't Buffalo. What was the one before Buffalo? Houston, maybe? Maybe it was the Houston game.
Yeah,
could have been the
Houston
game. Yeah. we can't remember anymore because there's been so many. Again, a good thing that we don't take for granted.
But. From the 816, so you'd rather be soaked in sweat, LOL.
Yeah, yes. That's my thing, the back sweat, the butt crack sweat.
The people next to me sweating.
The sweating, and then you're sticking the people, and then you got to constantly apply the sunscreen. And
Yeah.
816 says, just take your shirt off and party in the rain.
Yeah. Like if it's if it's a nice an October day and it's warm and it's raining, it's okay.
Okay. Because somebody asked on the 620, what's the temperature in the rain game?
Well, it's got to be above freezing, obviously.
yeah.
That's tough. Like a 40-degree steady rain and a 40-degree day. Like,
that's tough.
You would be here for a wee, be sick with three different colds and flus and all that sort of stuff.
None of them are any good, though. At the end of the day, none of them are any good. The blazing heat, the freezing cold, or just the steady rain, it's like, ugh.
What's another one from the text line? Oh, yeah, just got back from taking the kids to Disney World last week. This is not heat.
No, that's true. That's the armpit of the world down there. Like the Central Florida, no beach, no breeze.
Walking around on asphalt, just feeling your soles of your shoes
and
melt.
Every other parent just looking like they've just been crushed and their soul is dead inside.
And you got a giant, scary-ass Stitch mascot coming up to you, like trying to freak you out. You're like, no, thanks. I'm good. I'm already annoyed.
We went to Disney World.
Ice cream's
like
melting.
Thanksgiving time. So the weather wasn't bad. Could you imagine those mascots, though? Hey, come to Orlando. Dress as this mouse.
Yeah, you're goofy. No, seriously, you're goofy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
That's what you're wearing. You're wearing a gigantic dog costume. Somebody says... Modest Mouse playing at Grinders tonight. Bring your flask. No doubt. And you'll all float on. Coming up on the other side, Mac has got his biggest takeaway from Chiefs camp. On the other side, 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave Butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.